Hello, fellow Rebel Capitalists. Hope you're well. I've got some great news, breaking news that OSHA is going to suspend enforcements of the medicine mandates. And I heard Tom Woods talk about this the other day. Now I'm seeing it come out all over. I got an article on Zero Hedge and The Hill. Let's dive right in. Hill, OSHA suspends enforcement of Cerveza sickness medicine mandate for businesses. And we'll go over here. They've got a little few more highlights on Zero Hedge. The announcement came shortly after U.S. Appeals Court rejected a challenge by the Biden administration on November 12th and reaffirmed its decision to put on hold OSHA's mandate, which requires businesses with over 100 employees to or more ensure that workers are medicated or tested weekly. And if you're tested weekly, then you have to wear a mask, which we've discussed on this channel earlier, was nothing more than them just punishing people for no reason. And we know that the viral loads with those people who have chosen to receive the medicine and those who don't are pretty much the same. So by making one group wear a mask and not the other, it's nothing but vindictive. Moving on here, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans stated an opinion that OSHA's mandate is staggeringly overbroad and ordered it to take no steps to implement or enforce the mandate until further court order. That is great news right there. And I know a lot of you, and I met a lot of people over this past week during the RV tour. And that was throughout Texas, and the first night was Tucson. And so many people told me and thanked me for doing this RV tour, because even though they watch the videos, they feel like they're all alone in their belief system. They value freedom more than they value safety. They understand history. They understand free market capitalism. They understand the slippery slope we're on and this push towards authoritarianism. And they want to stand up for the rights of the individual. But in doing so, they feel like they're all alone. They see all their family members, their friends and family member Freds, who criticize them for holding this view, for having a dissenting view from the mainstream media. And they point their finger at them and say, you're crazy, you're a tinfoil hatter, you're a conspiracy theorist, you don't know what you're talking about. And when people say this to you over and over and over again, at some point, just a human being, we look in the mirror and say, well, maybe they're right. Maybe I am crazy. Maybe I am wearing a tinfoil hat. But then you show up to a meetup like we had in Tucson or El Paso or Dallas or Houston or San Antonio, and it just reminds you that no, I am seeing things crystal clear. And in 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, we're going to look back at this time, and I am going to be on the right side of history. And the proof's in the pudding. Those people who have stood up for freedom and valued that, prioritized that over safety, they have always been on the right side of freedom, or excuse me, the right side of history. And those people who believe in authoritarianism and believe in censorship, they have always been the bad guys, and they've always been on the wrong side of history. So I believe it's going to play out the exact same way. But going back to this article, I think this is further assurance or room for optimism that we can win and that we will if we continue to do what we're doing. And all of you watching this live stream, if you continue to do whatever you can just to encourage people to study history, maybe introduce them to the principles of Bitcoin or gold, sound money, which hopefully introduces them into Austrian economics and then the value of freedom and liberty. If you can share maybe some Ron Paul videos with them, and then maybe you can help support people like Joe Rogan, Tim Pool, Michael Malice. I mean, I saw their live stream last night, and it was just absolutely incredible. They had all these people, Blair White, Alex Jones, I believe, was on there. And, you know, you can agree or disagree with these people, but the bottom line is we all want to fight for freedom, regardless of, you know, if you agree or disagree on this or that. It's, you know, regardless if someone is on the left or the right or blue, red, I don't think that really matters right now. That's not what's important. What's important is, do you value individualism, or do you want to see this country and the entire globe move more and more towards authoritarianism? Those are really the two groups that we have right there. So since I think that's the number one priority right now, listen, if you want to, you know, if you're a Keynesian economist, as an example, I don't care. I could care less. You're on my team, buddy. If you think that we should have the rights and the emphasis should be put on the individual, you're on my team. That is for sure. So it's great to see the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals really side on the or take the stance where they're really standing up against this authoritarian push and this obviously and this obvious work around the law by the central planners and trying to get OSHA to do their dirty work for them. So let's continue on with this article. The court ordered that OSHA take no steps to implement or enforce the ETS until further court order, while OSHA remains confident in its authority to protect workers in emergencies. Protect workers, right? Protect workers. How are you protecting the workers that are being fired? You protecting those workers, or are you just protecting the workers that are obeying? You see, and I would argue you're not even protecting those workers at the end of the day.
This podcast is brought to you by Rebel Capitalist Pro, the best online investing research. I have teamed up with Chris McIntosh and Lynn Alden, two of the best in the business, to create Rebel Capitalist Pro and give you the tools you need to build wealth and thrive in this crazy world of economic insanity. Rebel Capitalist Pro is jam-packed with Chris and Lynn's incredible research. We have live stream Q&As where you can ask your questions directly to Chris, Lynn, and myself. And the best of all, there's an online member forum which allows you to network, learn, and explore ideas with like-minded individuals. What are you waiting for? Check out Rebel Capitalist Pro right now at georgegammon.com/pro. That's georgegammon.com/pro. Take action today and do something your future self will thank you for.
OSHA has suspended activities related to the implementation and enforcement of the ETS pending future developments in the litigation. So it's by no means over, but this is definitely a win for freedom, liberty, and free market capitalism. And I think it's something to get excited about. And then there's just your typical propaganda from the central planners. We think people should not wait. Well, of course you don't, because you're trying to condition people to obey so you can take more of their freedom and liberty away and have more power and control over the masses. And see, really, we're starting to understand what the objective was from the beginning, that it was never really to have OSHA do this. It was to kind of punk businesses into creating this, what I would consider a very, a work environment that was filled with far more animosity than it was just 6 months ago. And I think that you're creating a work environment that with a lot of bad energy, to say the least, where you're kind of creating this divisiveness in the workplace, just like you're creating divisiveness in society at large. And now whether that's unintentional, intentional, I'll let you be the judge, but I think that's the net result. So they're trying to push people to do this. They're trying to push employers to do this, even though they know that it has no legal standing whatsoever. They say, do not wait to take actions that will keep your workplace safe. And again, we have debunked this so many times. It's just they know that this is anti-science or whatever you want to label it. But they just hope that if they say the same things over and over and over and over and over again, the average Joe will just accept that it's true without actually looking into the data, like we did earlier this morning on that video where we explored the chart of Iceland as the highest rate of medicine in the, I think, in the entire world, over 90% or close to it. But yet we still see them, their situation with the cerveza sickness getting worse. And how can that possibly be if these medicines keep the workplace, quote unquote, safe? And then this, again, outright lie. It's important and critical to do, and waiting to get more people to do this will lead to more outbreaks and sickness. Just blatant BS. So just like we were saying in the last video, if you have a group of individuals that are lying to you over and over and over and over and over again, it's got to become crystal clear that their objectives have nothing to do with health, they have nothing to do with safety, and they have everything to do with power and control. But good news there on a win for the rebel capitalists. And I think that if we keep doing this, guys, we've got a lot of tailwind, and there's a lot of awesome people out there that are really talking about the exact same message. And I think overall, and I was telling Mark Moss this over the weekend at his event, that I believe the people who value individualism are the silent majority. And all we have to do is get these people to actually start talking about this, to start acknowledging, to really stand up and really join together as a community of patriots. And we're going to win. And we're going to look back in 4 or 5 years, and we're going to be very glad that we had that sense of urgency to open up people's eyes, because our kids and our grandkids will thank us for that over the years to come, from the standpoint of them having far more freedom and liberty as a result.